Hymn to Aphrodite by Sappho. 1. Shimmering throned, immortal Aphrodite, daughter of Zeus, enchantress, I implore thee, spare me, O queen, this agony and anguish, crush not my spirit. 2. Whenever before thou hast hearkened to me, to my voice calling to thee in the distance, and heeding, thou hast come, leaving thy father's golden dominions. 3. With chariot yoke to thy fleet-winged coursers, fluttering swift pinions over earth's darkness, and bringing thee through the infinite, gliding downwards from heaven. 4. Then soon they arrived, and thou, blessed goddess, with divine countenance smiling, did ask me what new woe had befallen me now and why. Thus I had called thee.
The Image by Anna de Noailles. Poor fawn, in a dying trance in thy glazing eyeballs reflect me, and make my memory dance with the wraiths that now expect thee. Say to the dead that muse on the days when they were sprightly, I sit and dream of them nightly in the shadow of the yews. Praise my forehead wimpled and narrow mouth as well. Tell them my fingers are dimpled and of grass and privet smell, that my movements are unencumbered as the shadows never at ease which the living leaves unnumbered poised in the apple trees. Tell them my eyelids grow heavy at times with a pain that hurts, that I dance at eve with a bevy of maidens with wind-lifted skirts. Tell them I sleep with my head on my naked arms that I fold, that my veins are a violet thread on a cushion of flesh and gold. Tell them how blue my hair is, like plums that will tumble soon, that my feet are mirrors for fairies, that my eyes have the colours of the moon. And say that in nights of yearning, by fountains as I pace, for their tender love I am burning, and their futile ghosts embrace.
Friendship's Mystery, to my dearest Lucatia, by Catherine Phillips. Come, my Lucatia, since we see that miracles men's faith do move by wonder and by prodigy to the dull, angry world, let's prove there's a religion in our love. For though we weren't designed to agree that fate no liberty destroys, but our election is as free as angels who with greedy choice are yet determined to their joys. Our hearts are doubled by the loss. Here mixture is addition grown. We both diffuse and both engross, and we whose minds are so much one never yet ever are alone. We caught our own captivity, then thrones were great and innocent, to a banishment to be set free, since we wear fetters whose intent not bondage is but ornament. Divided joys are tedious found, and griefs united easier grow. We are ourselves but by rebound, and all our titles shuffled so, both princes and both subjects too. Our hearts are mutual victims laid, while they, such power in friendship lies, are altars, priests and offerings made, and each heart which thus kindly dies grows deathless by the sacrifice.